time for First News. It is fair, accurate, you get the damn truth. Russia said that one of their military transport planes carrying 74 people, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war, crashed at the border near the Ukraine. Governor said all on board were killed. It's not clear what caused that crash yet in the Belgorod region. Well, it was another easy win last night for Donald Trump in the New Hampshire primary. He has swept the opening contest for the Republican nomination and delivered another setback for his only rival now, and that is former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. It's clear that he has hold on the Republican Party. The results are disappointing for Haley. She has vowed to stay in the race, declaring this race far from over. Trump said that he would not advise her one way or the other, but she has vowed to continue to fight. Her home state of South Carolina is next, and she's trailing in that one. Joe Biden is going to his base. Yesterday, abortion proponents. Today, he's going to the United Auto Workers Convention, trying to sway blue-collar workers. His way is the right way. This at a time when United Auto Workers are not happy because of the electric vehicle mandates that the Biden administration has put on them, threatening their jobs, their livelihood, the profitability of these auto companies who are now cutting back production on them. The UAW leaders have kept mum about whether they would endorse Biden for a second term or not. Israeli forces continue battling terrorists near the main hospital in Gaza. Hundreds of patients and thousands of displaced people were unable to leave because of the fighting. And that's what terrorists do. They hold up in schools and underneath hospitals to make it hard to get to. In the meantime, our U.S. military, under the advice of Joe Biden, our defense secretary, hit a couple more outhouses over the weekend in Yemen and hit some more yesterday. Their continued effort to show Hamas we will not tolerate them targeting our brave men and women, our Air Force bases, our ships in the Red Sea, even though they continue to do so. We refuse to go after Iran, and that's where all this is coming from, the weaponry, the money, the financing, the technology, all coming from Iran. Flash floods raged through parts of San Diego, spawned by a torrential storm. It produced actually their wettest days on record, fourth wettest. 2.73 inches of rain fell there on Monday. San Diego's had the wettest January they've had in a long time. Aftershocks continue to rock western China. 12,000 people are staying in tents and shelters right now in freezing temperatures. That 7.1 quake hit a remote part of China earlier in the week, caused significant damage among the freezing temperatures. Sweden is in the news. Their bid to join NATO has cleared the next to last hurdle, being held up for almost 2 years. Turkey's parliament gave its go-ahead to let the Nordic country into the alliance. Hungary is now the only NATO member that hasn't given Sweden the green light yet. All existing NATO countries have to give their approval. Just send them a few hundred cases of Swiss Miss and get this handled. Next expected assembly is February the 26th. I told you folks yesterday about the homeless counts going on in the country. Los Angeles has started theirs. Crucial to their efforts to confront the crisis. Tens of thousands of people living on the streets of L.A. said the population of homeless could be as high as 80,000. Democrats in Oregon. What? Democrats unveiled a new bill that's going to undo part of their state's first-in-the-nation drug decriminalization law. That's right. It is out of hand in Oregon. Would make it a misdemeanor. Lawmakers, Democrat ones backing the bill, said it would allow police to confiscate their drugs, try to reduce public drug use in Oregon. It's rampant. Lawmakers are on verge of passing the bill. World shares are higher today. China's central bank announced fresh measures to boost their economy. Hong Kong's benchmark was up today. Shares fell in Tokyo. U.S. futures this morning and oil prices are both up after the day on Wall Street yesterday. The S&P was up 0.3%. The Dow fell 0.3%. NASDAQ was also up. Some of the big winners yesterday, Procter & Gamble and United Airlines. Sharp drop for 3M. Johnson & Johnson also fell following their earnings and earnings report yesterday. eBay is in the news. Online retailer, they're going to cut 1,000 jobs. 9% of their full-time workforce. Binomics, Jamie Iannone said in the Measure Room, the company's number of employees and costs have exceeded how their business has been growing in a slowing economy. Oh, that's not what we hear.
No.
People continue to cut jobs. Google cutting, Amazon cutting, high-tech companies cutting. We mentioned yesterday Procter & Gamble, one of the big winners. The maker of Tide laundry detergent and other household products, they raised their earnings forecast for the year, so people are still getting dirty clothes. Verizon Communications was up yesterday. Financial update and forecasts about their future look good yesterday. United, even with the door problem, said their fourth quarter earnings beat what Wall Street expected. It was a great holiday to travel. People in the news today, Charles Osgood has died. He was 91, long-time tenured CBS newsman, did CBS Sunday Morning for a long time. The Osgood File, died at the age of 91. Country singer Chris Young's in the news. He was arrested at a bar in Nashville. Altercation with Alcohol Beverage Commission agents who were doing compliance checks. Young was arrested Monday night, charged with assaulting a police officer, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. Young put his hands out to stop agents from leaving the doghouse and struck one on the shoulder and then declined to follow orders from another agent, so then he was arrested. Isn't he making friends doing that, Mark?
Famous friends doing that.
Oh, Los Angeles Times, they're in trouble. They're laying off 115 employees, more than 20% of their newsroom. I'm sorry, folks. First News, now available on the app nationwide, putting a lot of news people out of business. Netflix has registered their third consecutive quarter of subscriber growth. That's good news for them. Gained 13.1 million subscribers from October to December. A lot of that, though, could be holiday related. A lot of people like to watch movies over the holidays. Germany's train drivers have brought their rail traffic to a standstill. They're starting a 6-day strike over there. They want more money. French farmers are staging protests around their country and in Brussels against low wages and what they consider to be excessive regulation and mounting cost. Farmers are road blocking the roads, spreading into many regions of France as they are upset. First major challenge to their new appointed prime minister, Gabriel Attal, and his government. See how they handle the angry farmers. Authorities said that snow throughout the area is causing problems, especially down in the mountainous areas. And we had problems in Montana. They're having problems in Colorado with avalanches. An avalanche killed a 67-year-old man as he was snowboarding in the Colorado backcountry. That is the fourth avalanche death we've had in the last few weeks because of the unstable snow that is hitting the mountains in the region. We've had ski accidents now in California. We had one down in western Wyoming, and we had one right on the Idaho-Montana border recently. So the heavy snow is unstable. And they announced the Hall of Fame players yesterday. Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, and Joe Mauer were elected to the Hall of Fame. Billy Wagner and Gary Sheffield, though, fell short. Beltre got 366 of 385 ballots he should have been in. Todd Helton made his sixth ballot appearance. He finally got in with 79.7% of the vote, 18 more than he needed. Mauer also elected on his first try. He got 76% of the vote. Three players will be inducted along with manager Jim Leland, who was picked last month. And that takes place in Cooperstown. Todd Helton was one of the favorite Rockies. Him, Larry Walker, guys like that when they first started. So he's now in. Mauer, by the way, joins Johnny Bench and Ivan Rodriguez as the only first ballot picks who were catchers. Johnny Bench and Ivan Rodriguez got more votes than Maurer, but still, he's in first time around.
In sports from the NBA, you know, even bad coaches generally get 2 or 3 years before they get fired.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee Bucks fired their first-year coach, Adrian Griffin. Not doing what the team should be doing. They've got, you know, got the Greek Freak, and they traded for Damian Lillard. So they got him out, and they are reaching out and close to a deal with Doc Rivers, who is one of the few people that is allowed to coach in the NBA, because we always seem to get the same guys.
Well, Milwaukee has one of the best records in the NBA right now.
Yeah, well, not good enough. So you're still fired.
What? Wow. Beautiful weather, 45 today, 46 tomorrow. I mean, by the time we get to Sunday and most of next week, low to mid-50s all week long.
Good.
So you people won't feel as bad when Mark and I are at some beach somewhere. Because we're going to be there with 140 others. Oh, yeah, you're going to get a lot of that today, folks.
Mm-hmm.
34 out there right now, though. Nice, full, bright moon over the airport. It'll give our pilot something to shoot for. Just head her up that way. And that's what's happening. Thanks for tuning into The Cat, your free trip to Mexico radio station.